This week marks the beginning of the end. Last night was the first episode of the last season of the groundbreaking FX show, Pose.
The category is... Live. Work.
Over three seasons, this award-winning series has gained critical acclaim by taking us back to the 80s and 90s, the golden age of the underground ballroom subculture in New York City. The show holds the distinction of casting the largest number of transgender actors in TV history and sets the record of having the largest LGBTQ crew of all time. The creation of Pose was first developed by three people who had a mutual love and appreciation for Paris is Burning, the highly acclaimed documentary from 1990 by Jenny Livingston.
This movie is about the ball circuit,
a competition amongst gay people under one roof.
It's like crossing into the looking glass.
Ryan Murphy, the Emmy-winning TV producer, was one of those obsessed with Paris is Burning. So much so, he optioned the rights to it. But as he started to develop it, Murphy realized something.
I realized this is not my story to tell. This is my story to support, but I just don't feel like I could tell it authentically. So I put it on pause. And then as the heavens sort of opened for me, because I got a call from a woman named Sherry Marsh, who I knew, and she said, I have a really brilliant young writer who has a script that is about the ballroom community. And I was stunned.
That young writer was Stephen Canals, who wrote the screenplay for Pose when he was in film school at UCLA. Murphy says within 45 minutes of meeting each other, he was sold. But it actually took a little longer for Canals, who by that time had already received 150 rejections.
Every time my phone rang and I didn't know the number, I was convinced it was going to be my team telling me he changed his mind.
I recently caught up with co-creators Stephen Canals, Ryan Murphy, and writer and director Janet Mock. And Mock started off our conversation by talking about how the crew used Paris is Burning as a jumping-off point to go even deeper with the fictionalized characters in Pose.
Paris is Burning is, you know, one of the foundational texts of the queer and trans community, specifically for folk of color. And so I think that one of the things that hits me so hard with Paris is Burning is really the story of Venus Extravaganza and sometimes the lack of context to what made her life and her fire extinguish so clearly. And I think that one of the tenets on our show in our room has always been, yes, we're going to talk about the bad things that these characters go through, the struggles, the obstacles, but we're never going to forget the joy and the life, right? And the want for love, the want for dreams and joy, the visions that they were going after, that really colored our show and affected and changed us. And I think that similar to Paris is Burning, it is about society's rejects coming together and forming something so magical that is rooted in being your full authentic self.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to play this unfair game of asking all of you to name your favorite character, which I know is like asking you to name your favorite child. But I'd really like to know what character is going to stay with you well after this show is over. And I'll start with you, Janet.
Angel Evangelista. I think that's hands down. I think that I've had beautiful, challenging, evolving, full relationship with the actor India Moore, who plays Angel. We've had deep conversations about the importance of this character. She's always been the ingenue of the show. Every season she's had a storyline anchored in her quest to be loved and to love.
I want a home of my own.
Hey.
I want a family.
Hi.
Oh, baby.
Hi.
I'm a princess. Hi,
baby.
Daddy's home now.
Show me.
I want to take care of someone.
What is this? Here, let's lock it over.
And I want someone to take care of me.
And I think that that quest has always been inside of me. You know, growing up in a world where, you know, in middle school and high school, I just sat and watched my peers be able to hold hands with whoever they want. And me longing for that kind of connection and love. And I see so much of myself in Angel. And Her arc this season is one that is deeply important and personal to me. And I know in conversations that I have had with trans women since I was 12 years old, that universal search to be loved and embraced is deeply transformative.
Mm, Ryan.
That's a tough one for me. Although the character that I'm the most like and relate to the most would be Elektra for sure. But the character that I am always the most emotional about is Blanca. And I think a lot of it is about the actress we found to play that part, which is MJ Rodriguez, who I think particularly in season 3 of the show gives one of the great performances in the history of television. So I would say Elektra in the writer's room and Blanca on the screen.
Mm-hmm. Steven, I think I asked you this question before and we had the same person, but who lives within you and who will continue to live with you after this show ends?
Well, I gave birth to twins. There are two characters for me. The first being Lil Poppy, played by Angel Bismarck Curiel, who from his inception, that character for me was always a representation of the boys who I knew when I was growing up on, you know, those hard scrabble streets in the South Bronx, who could care less what your identity was. They couldn't care if you were queer. They didn't care what people were saying about you. They just saw human. They just loved you for who you were. And they respected you and they protected you. Mm-hmm. And then the other character for me is Blanca. Blanca raised me, really and truly. Mm-hmm. You know, Blanca is my grandmother. She's my abuelita. She's my mom. She's my aunties. She's my titis. She's my sister. She's every Black and brown woman who has been standing beside me and has said, you've got this, you're good, you're worthy, you're gonna be okay, I love you.
I don't understand what you want me to do. We've accepted our fall class, we are full.
No, but he is special. He's got all the talent and all the hurt. You need to be a true artist. Let him dance for you. Give him a chance. Give him 3 minutes of your time. When was the last time you were truly surprised by something in your life?
Who are you again?
I'm his mother.
And so for me, Blanca, she honors all of those women, and I'll love her forever.
This series has been really powerful for so many people, myself included. We know transgender people have never been more visible, not just on shows like Pose, but also in positions of power. And at the same time, more and more states are seeking to pass anti-trans legislation. I'm just curious from you, how would you describe this moment we're in? Janet.
Yeah, I think that the visibility that we have is deeply affirming for folks who have historically and for so long needed it. But at the same time, I think it's also deeply fearful for folks who didn't know that we all existed. And I think that that fear can make people do irrational and crazy things. Irrational and crazy things like blocking trans children from having, you know, rights and access to the healthcare that they need. And I'm just really proud and glad that we do exists in a world where a show like Pose can be the antithesis to this kind of rhetoric that is deeply dangerous, that pushes trans youth out of their homes, queer youth out of their homes, put them onto the streets, and makes them that much more vulnerable.
Yes, Ryan.
My view about the show is simple. You know, I think art at its best can be activism. And I think this show is activism. I think I read some recent statistic that says only 1 in every 50 people say they've ever met a trans person. So I think when you watch this show, you've met one and you've fallen in love with one. And you think that Blanca and Angel and Elektra are your friends. And I think it's so informative and educational for people to see the humanity behind everyone in our show. And in that way, I think it is activism, and it's really put something both entertaining, but also educational into the world.
Mm-hmm. Before I let the three of you go, Steven, without giving away spoilers, you have to prepare us. How are we going to feel at the end of this season? Am I going to be crying? Am I going to be laughing? Satisfied? Yearning for more? What?
It's all of it. You'll be laughing, you'll be crying, you're going to be cheering, you're going to be gagged by the epic reads. Like, it's exciting because I think if you go back to our first season, from the very beginning, these characters were always very transparent about what their hopes and desires were for their futures. And so this third season, what was so exciting for all of us was to explore, what does it look like when a person finally gets to that place where all of the things that they've wanted most, they've accomplished that. They're no longer struggling. And what are the joys and also the complications of that happening?
Stephen Canals, Ryan Murphy, and Janet Mock on the final season of the FX original series Pose. Thank you to the three of you for this gift.
Thank you for all your support from the beginning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.